It's time to start a new season at College Crosscast, and it's the week of the beginning of the 2019 season because February 1st is a completely suitable date to start lacrosse, right? Well, anyway, I'm Ryan McDonald.
I'm Chris Ostremski.
I'm Jake Nazar.
And welcome to College Crosscast as we get you set for the first weekend of games. Chris is actually in Salt Lake City for the first game that we'll talk about in a little bit, so that must be exciting. How's things there in the Beehive State so far?
So far, I mean, it's unbelievable where literally there's mountains everywhere, as expected in the Rocky Mountain region. It's a sight to see. Toured a little bit of Utah a little bit today, just briefly. There's still a lot of stuff to do. And then these next few days, practice tomorrow. I'm actually going to go see Vermont as well. Equality, shout out to them. And then the game Friday will be probably a big hit for, you know, for the lacrosse world. We'll see how it does with Utah, but I'm excited to see what that comes out of that. But a big day on tap tomorrow, talking to coaches, players, etc.
Okay, so this will be a little bit of a different format here at College Crosscast. If you're used to what we did in the past was the, you know, about final third of the podcast was previewing the weekend's games. To help us split it down into a little bit more bite-sized parts, starting this year we'll have a preview episode, which will be a little bit shorter. There was an overwhelming response on our survey that we had around Christmas time that you'd like to have it a little bit shorter and broken into two. So that's what we're going to do here starting with this episode. So without further ado, let's get set for the first weekend of games. And we'll start off with one that we'll highlight a bit, and that will be the Vermont-Utah game that Chris is going to be covering. 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Mountain, Vermont versus Utah. You could get it on the Pac-12 network, which good luck if you have the Pac-12 network.
Might have to go alternate streams somehow.
Maybe that guy that streamed the Army-Oklahoma game is also a lacrosse fan. We'll soon find out.
Yeah, first game, everyone knows about the first game for Utah. It's going to be a big thing for the sport of lacrosse. Vermont comes in, you know, kind of good coming back. They have a lot of guys returning. Ian McKay's going to be the big guy that they lose. Nick Wachut is a stud in goal. They still have a lot of good offensive guys. Ben French, Liam Limoges, Dawes Milsling, Rob Hudson as well. The defense, Warren Jeffrey and Andrew Simi at long pole will be very, very good. Spencer Decker as a short stick middie. We'll see what happens with Utah. They could come out, you know, strong early on. I'm expecting maybe a good fight from Utah early on. But after that, my guess is the experience is going to lend themselves to Vermont.
Yeah, this is a pretty big test for Utah and that right off the gate. You know, Vermont last year was one of the more underrated teams in the nation. And, you know, if they weren't in the same conference as Albany, they could have had a shot at an AQ last year. But, you know, Holman and the Utes are going to be really fired up for this game. It's a big showcase game. They're the only ones playing on this night. They're the first game in the D1 calendar, first game in program history. First game that far west for a program that far west to start off. So it's going to be a fun game. And but at the same
it's
token,
a fun game.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. But at the same token, going to be a test for them.
Yep. I think it's we'll see how the atmosphere is. It's supposed to be, I think the high here will be 46 on Friday. So, I mean, if you're considering what Chicago is right now, like 45 below zero, it's kind of like Barbados here. Like, I had a little, actually, like a North Face jacket, and it was kind of like hot wearing it, so it feels really good. It's the weather's really nice right now. I'm looking out. I have a mountain view on my, right outside my hotel. It's beautiful. That's all I got to say. It's beautiful. And it'll be a fantastic backdrop for this opening game of the 2019 season.
Then yeah. when they get going there, it'll be pretty fun, and you know the atmosphere should be good, and obviously it'll be probably the most scenic backdrop in lacrosse, especially by lacrosse standards, which is very, very low.
The giant eagle across the street from Robert Morris is the standard at the top.
But no, Vermont was the second best adjusted defense in the country last year. It's going to be hard for Utah to score goals on them. It'll probably be a low-scoring game. Probably how Vermont likes it, you know. If Utah can be competitive, that'll be a nice sign for them going forward. But I expect probably a pretty easy Vermont win in the end.
Then Saturday we got about 10 games on deck, including right off the bat at 11 a.m. The second game of the season is also a program's first game. It will be St. Bonaventure's first game as they head to North Carolina to take on High Point. That game will be on ESPN Plus at 11.
Yeah, the Bonnies not getting a lot of buzz, mainly because of Utah and how significant that is. St. Bonaventure, you know, a typical startup for a program, a basketball-only school, not an FBS school. Upstate New York, Western New York, right near Canisius, near that Buffalo area. Randy Burns is their head coach. He's got a very young group of guys this year. I wouldn't expect to I might see them maybe a win, maybe two. But expect to see them maybe some early growing pains, and they have to face one of the better attackmen in the country, Nasher Knowlton.
All right, also on Saturday slate, 11:30, we got Jacksonville starting their season against Detroit Mercy. It will be played because of the polar vortex at Total Sports Park.
Yes. Gotta love that name. Two good teams in two not-so-good conferences, I could say. Jacksonville have some, I think they have some high expectations, and I think they might be able to reach them and win the SoCon this year. They have John Galloway's doing some really good things down in Jacksonville, making the lacrosse capital south. Meanwhile, Detroit Mercy was a very heartbreaking goal away from winning the MAC title last season in overtime against Canisius. They return a good group of guys this year. I think they're picked second in the coaches poll for the MAC. That might be one of the more underrated games to watch, competitive games to watch this weekend. If you can watch it, which I don't think you can.
Yeah, probably not. That should be a good litmus test for both teams. Both of them, I think, probably expect to get the AQ in their conferences. That will be their goal for this year. And that will, probably two teams will be of similar caliber all year long. So I think that will be a good game for both teams as I see where they are early in the season.
Yeah, I agree with the both of you. It would be a good litmus test for both teams. Should be a competitive one, too, so keep your eye out on the Dolphins and the Titans on Saturday morning with that. The noon slate's got some interesting games. First, we have Cleveland State, Ohio State in the Ohio Derby. That'll be on BTN+. Ohio State should be heavily favored in that one, but it will be interesting, I guess, another litmus test type game for Cleveland State to see the Vikings' development with how close they could hang with the Buckeyes. And then probably the game of the week, an interesting one in Happy Valley at noon. Doesn't look like BTN Plus has a stream up yet for that, but they might. Villanova-Penn State at noon. Big East versus Big Ten. And again, we've been kind of beating this around quite a bit that this is a critical year for Penn State. And to start off on the right foot against Villanova will be critical.
Yeah, I think last year was the game of the week last year as well, with how that went with Villanova coming back to win. I believe that game is going to be played. Right now it's listed at Panzer Stadium. I would doubt that's going to be played outdoors. That's going to probably play in Holable Hall, which is indoors, which is where the Army scrimmage was played in. They usually like to play their first few regular season games indoors just because of the weather. Villanova doesn't have a lot of their guys back. John Clue is gone. Christian Cuccinello is gone. Matt Barrett, who played 5 minutes in that game before injuring his leg for the entire year, he's gone. They need some help on offense. Joey Furcaro comes back. He's coming down to attack. Then midfield, and he missed last season as well. Keegan Kahn is back at the attack position, one of the better freshmen in the country. And then I believe the defense all returns from a year ago, the close defense, which will help Owen Pobulski and Matt Webster return. And then Penn State, I mean, Grant Ament, that's the big spotlight return this weekend. The return of Ament, Mac O'Keefe, Dylan Foles. How can Penn State actually break through this season? And the big thing will be, how can they win a tournament game?
Yeah, that's a weird one because, I mean, you're talking about one team that made their first NCAA tournament appearance in, what, I think, 7 years last year in Villanova, and then one team in Penn State had a disappointing season. And yet it feels like two programs going in totally different directions. Villanova had a bad run at the end of last year. Most people felt they didn't deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. And then they went out there and got blown out at Duke. Penn State brings maybe the most talented team in the country that doesn't have a weakness at any position, and feels like they're primed for, you know, a big time year. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, whether that's right, whether it does feel like Villanova is still kind of sliding after last year, and whether Penn State is, you know, as good as we kind of expect them to be. I mean, they're going to be a team that's under the microscope, I think, all year. It's not inherently fair to be, you know, have every kind of game judged, but they are a team that didn't make the NCAA tournament a year ago and is in the top 10 of basically every preseason poll. So, you know, people are going to look at them and kind of judge every game that they play, and this is a good test for them week one.
Moving on to the 1 o'clock slate, we got Wagner at Bellarmine at 1. It's going to be quite cold in Kentucky if the weather pattern doesn't change by Saturday in Kentucky. Then Bucknell at Maryland at 1. That'll be on BTN+, so the Terps will start off their season with the Bison. North Carolina will start their season against Mercer at Centennial High School in Atlanta. So we're doing a neutral site game in the city of the Super Bowl on Super Bowl weekend. That's going to be convenient for their bus rides and flights, eh? But North Carolina Mercer at 1, and Lafayette Rutgers at 1 as well. That one will be on BTN+. So the Scarlet Knights start off the year with the Leopards making the trip on I-78 over to Piscataway.
Maryland, I think Maryland Bucknell is probably the highlight of that slate of 1 o'clock games. That's probably the second best game of the weekend in terms of competition. Bucknell doesn't return a lot of guys, especially in offense. They lose Will Sands, they lose Connor O'Hara, they lose, you know, a few other defenders as well, Matt Gilray and Benny Borgonos. Maryland, obviously, they are able to retool. They have Jared Bernhardt. They have a bunch of guys. Jake, you can elaborate more on that as well. Also, Wagner-Bellarmine, battle of two teams with new head coaches. UNC, we'll see how they look against Mercer. And then Lafayette, the debut of Pat Myers against Rutgers, who we should see Adam Charlambides return for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, Maryland will be interesting to see how they configure their offense in the preseason scrimmages. They've done a lot of loading up the attack. You know, kind of go with the super attack of Jared Bernhardt, Logan Wisnowskis, and Bubba Fairman. I do think they'll be pretty flexible with how they, you know, position the offense. I wouldn't be surprised if Fairman plays midfield some and someone else plays some attack. That'll be interesting. I don't think this game ends up being too competitive. Bucknell loses pretty much everyone from who made that team good a year ago. Mostly it'll be just to see, you know, how Maryland is taking care of some of the question marks that they have coming into this year.
And two other games on Saturday. We got Lehigh NJIT at 3:30. I'm guessing that game's going to be played at Drew.
Actually, it's going to be played. All NJIT's games are going to be played at Rutgers Newark this year.
Ah, so they don't have to go as far. That's good for them.
No, that's helpful for them.
Okay, so stay within Newark. So that'll be at 3:30. Highlander Sports Network will have that. I believe that's a pay-per-game service.
I believe so.
Okay. And then, hey, we're starting off the season with someone listening to us with Saturday Night Lacrosse.
Beautiful time to be alive.
Thank you, God. Furman, for listening to us. Duke at Furman, 7 o'clock at on ESPN+. Touchdown, John Danowski, and the Blue Devils start their 2019 campaign against the Paladins.
I'm interested to see how Lehigh is. I mean, that's all from those two games.
And yeah, they'll be more interesting come later in the year when I think they play North Carolina in 2 weeks.
They play Virginia, I believe, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's one of those. Correct. One of those two. It's
Virginia. Yeah, they don't have UNC on their schedule this year.
Okay, then it's Virginia. Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll be more interesting there. I am excited that someone decided to finally schedule a game on Saturday night, especially because I think next week we're gonna be all done by 3:35. So
yep.
You know, it's gonna be few and far between, but it is nice to see when people listen to us.
And there's one game on Sunday as well, as actually pretty interesting competitive game. BU at Providence at 1 o'clock. It'll be on Friars All Access. The two cities that claim the Patriots are their home team squaring off before the Patriots play in the Super Bowl. So, BU Providence, it's could be an interesting game. Two teams in a similar expectations heading into the season, and could be an evenly matched game there between the Terriers and the Friars.
And BU came back to win in overtime last year. That was probably one of the better highlights to start the season. But BU loses some guys. They still have Chris Gray. Their defense gets a little, chipped up. They lose a couple guys to transfers. Providence, meanwhile, they need their guys on offense, Nick Kaiser Petrakos and Brandon Kearns, to step up this year. They had down years a year ago. Sean Leahy had the breakout year. If he can step it up, their defense, who doesn't have James Barclay this year, they can get some help, and Tate Boys can keep stopping saves. And Alex Sorge, who is surprisingly the best faceoff guy in the Big East, according to the Big East coaches, can win draws. Maybe they could get into the Big East hunt.
Yeah, I got Tate Boys. It's one of the more underrated goalies in the country. That's all.
And then next Wednesday's High Point Duke, but we're going to do the episodes where it's the midweek games we'll preview during the review episode at the beginning of the week for that. So it's obviously a light week. Not everybody's starting, so that's why we're kind of wrapping up a little bit quickly. But first, let's do our traditional upset special of the week. Not that there's really that many choices, but...
Not really.
Go crazy.
I guess the only one that I can say is Wagner over Bellarmine. Bellarmine. That's the upset special.
I'm gonna cheat and say Mercer cover +7 North Carolina.
Okay.
Mercer covers, okay. Actually, let me get Las Vegas lines up. By the way, follow at Lax Vegas Lines. They're doing God's work again of providing spreads to the sport to help us with our pick 'em. Upset special of the week. There's not really much to it, but yeah, there's not really much.
There's not really.
Yeah, maybe Mercer covering. Or is there a spread on Utah? And
no, there isn't.
I'd say maybe Utah covers against Vermont. I think Vermont wins, but Utah covers whatever spread we have there. That gets made up by someone requesting Las Vegas lines. But let's do some pick 'em. Jacksonville, Detroit, Mercy.
I go Jacksonville.
Detroit.
I'm going Jacksonville, but that's going to be a very good one. Nova, Penn State. I'll go Penn State.
I'll go Penn State.
Yeah.
Bucknell, Maryland, going Terps.
Maryland.
UNC, Mercer, UNC.
I'm going UNC as well.
Same, but Mercer covers.
And then BU, Providence on Sunday.
I'm going BU.
Providence, I don't know, they're at home.
Yeah, I'll give Providence a slight edge with home field advantage, so give me the Friars in that. So that's a little taste to come of what's going to be the preview episodes. It'll be a little bit shorter than the review episodes. This one's obviously only going to be about 20 minutes or so due to the lack of games this week, but hope you guys like the new format and everything, and it'll be a bit beefier once we get into the heart of the season. But we'll record these Wednesday, Thursday, depending on the week. have them out Thursday, Friday, get you all set for the weekend to come in the college lacrosse world. And if you want to stay up to date on the college lacrosse world, no better place than collegecross.com. Chris, obviously, in Utah is going to be giving us some great content from there. So be on the lookout for his from everything coming out from there. You'll also have some surprises for us on his ESPN end coming in a bit.
Yep. We got some interviews lined up tomorrow. Practice tomorrow. Vermont will be practicing late at in the night tomorrow. And then we got the game, and I don't know how the atmosphere will be. I hope it's exciting. For a lot of these people in Utah, lacrosse is a brand new thing, even though it's been, you know, sanctioned as a high school sport for a year or two, but it's still fairly new for everybody. Vermont is excited. I wonder how their flight's going to be. I had to take a connecting flight from Dallas today to get here. My guess is they're also going to have to take a connecting flight somewhere to get to Salt Lake City. But, I mean, overall, it's my first time here. I don't know if you guys have been over to Utah or the Rocky Mountains, but it's an unbelievable sight. The mountains are gorgeous. It's just weird to have mountains there, not like trees or, you know, like skyscrapers or whatever, like the East Coast. It's a different vibe.
Well, very cool, and we'll be looking forward to your content as well. Otherwise, you can follow us on Facebook. We got the Instagram account that we'll probably get rolling again soon, too. And, of course, Twitter's our bread and butter, @college_cross for the mainline account. And you can follow me, Ryan, @RyanMcD29.
You can follow me, @CFDestremski.
@Drake_Czar.
And, well, polar vortex is coming. Perfect time to start the lacrosse season.
Boom.
#SpringSport. Because nothing says let's start a spring sport than let's start it on February 1st. But hey, at least good weather in Salt Lake City and not a blizzard, so that's
it's fine. By the way, before I let everyone go, I'm going to do a plug here. I know people are, they probably want to watch a lot of lacrosse. Do it with ESPN Plus, $4.99 a month. There's going to be a lot of lacrosse and a lot of content there this spring. So do that. Please.
It is 33% the cost of Ivy League Digital Network. Now with the Ivy League included. But yes, Chris is going to be helping out on the ESPN end, so listen to his advice, even if he's shilling a product, because he is going to be putting some stuff up onto that platform as well as College Cross. But otherwise, enjoy the first weekend of games. We'll catch you beginning of next week to recap this weekend. Also, Skylar and I are going to have a little women's preview coming in the next couple days as well, so be on the lookout for that. And otherwise, go out there and enjoy the lax. And as always, stay hydrated.
Happy birthday, Becky Lynch.